A very wise person once said, "'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. It's Christmas time, so let's have a bit of a chat about what Christmas is like in the UK. All right, mate, and welcome to the Brit Speak Pod, the podcast designed to help you understand British life, British culture, and, of course, British English. So let's get cracking. Hey up, mate. How are we doing today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking and welcome to episode 23 of the Brit Speak Pod. It's the Christmas special. You know, like every TV show ever at Christmas has a special episode where it's a Christmas-themed one, and that's what's going on today. We're going to be talking all about Christmas in the UK, but before we get into all that good stuff, if you're new around here, nice to meet you, mate. My name is Dan. Do me a favour. Please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate that. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, my friend. Hope you had a lovely week. Can you believe it? Can you Adam and Eve it? It's already the middle to late part of December. So this year has proper flown, hasn't it? It feels like it. Feels like in the blink of an eye, we've gone from January to December. I don't know, maybe it always feels like that, but we're getting there. It's Christmas this week. You know, it's a big time for a lot of people. Not everybody celebrates Christmas. You know, in Japan, people don't really give a shit about Christmas. So maybe you celebrate, maybe you don't. I don't know. But either way, in the UK, most people celebrate Christmas. And a lot of my students and a lot of people I speak to ask me, like, what is Christmas actually like in the UK? So I thought, let's have a bit of a chat about some Christmas traditions and whatnot that you might encounter if you spend Christmas in the UK. Now, bit of warning, I've prepared zero notes for this episode. It's getting towards end of year. And honestly, usually I make notes and stuff, but it's Christmas, innit? I'm treating myself. I'm having a break. But, you know, still got to make content. So I just haven't done the usual preparation. So if this episode is a bit random, I'm sorry. But, you know, it's Christmas. Never mind. Better luck next year. Anyway, when it comes to Christmas in the UK, it starts exactly when you'd expect it to start. And that is the second Halloween has finished. Of course, that's how it works. You know, 31st of October, pumpkins are finished. Get them in bin. It's time to bust out Christmas trees and holly and whatever, Christmas lights and all that good stuff. Because it's Christmas time for 2 months. When I were a kid, it used to be just like a December thing, but nah, it's 2 months. 2 months of decking the halls and last Christmas and all that stuff. And if you don't like Christmas, it's going to be a long 2 months, mate, to be honest with you. But it is what it is. Everybody's got their own things. And if you don't enjoy it, you know, you'll get over it, I'm sure. So in terms of the lead up to Christmas, let's say, a few things usually happen. First of all, you're going to get Christmas music in every shop that you go to. Nightmare if you work in retail because you listen to the same 12 Christmas songs on repeat for 2 months every day that you work in. It's enough to drive you insane. And we're talking, you know, jingle bells, deck the halls with boughs of holly. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And the most famous one, and we actually play a game in England, and it's called Whamageddon. Now, maybe you know the song by a band called Wham, George Michael, Wham. And he's done that song like, "Last Christmas, I gave you my heart." That one, right? It's unavoidable in December, that song. So we play a game in England. 1st of December, everyone's playing. And the aim of the game is to last as long as possible without hearing that song. And that might sound easy, but bear in mind, every time you turn on the TV, there's a pretty good chance that song is going to be playing in one of the adverts or in one of the TV shows. Every shop that you go to, there's a very good chance that that song is going to be on the stereo. You turn on the radio, you might hear it. It's pretty hard to avoid. So we play a game in England where you try and avoid that song for as long as possible. And everybody usually lasts about 3 days before they get whammed and they're out of the game. So anyway, that's a bit of fun. It's not really that related to Christmas, but I thought you'd enjoy that. Anyway, so, you know, Christmas time, in the towns and cities, they put Christmas lights. You know, they'll kind of decorate all the town centre. And even then, they'll have like a light turning on ceremony where you go there and some minor celebrity will press the button to turn the lights on for the first time. It's hit and miss. Sometimes you might get a good celebrity. Sometimes you're going to get, as somebody, one of my private students said, you get somebody in a costume and you've got no idea who it is. It's just you and a bunch of kids watching somebody in a costume turn a light on. But them's the breaks, innit? Anyway, so Christmas lights everywhere, Christmas music everywhere, and a lot of commercialism. You know, a lot of Christmas advertisements on TV, a lot of money being spent in shops buying presents and stuff like that. Now, there's one very famous commercial on TV in the UK, and that's when you know it's proper Christmas. And it's the Coca-Cola advert. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe this exists in your country as well. But the Coca-Cola advert is when the truck, the red truck with Santa Claus in it, drives to your town, you know, in the on the TV. That's when you know it's actually Christmas, when that song appears. The holidays are coming, holidays are coming. That one, always Coca-Cola. You get it. Maybe you don't get it. Look on YouTube if you don't get it. Anyway, when you see that advertisement on TV, that's when you know it's proper Christmas time. So, yeah. Basically, Christmas music, Christmas advertisements, lights, and all that good stuff. Everybody's spending a load of money leading up to Christmas. So that kind of gets us from Halloween all the way through to the big day. Now, this is where things get a bit different because different countries are do this a bit differently. But in the UK, there's a few special events around the Christmas period. First of all, you need to know about Mad Friday. Mad Friday is the last Friday before Christmas, right? And it's usually where everybody has their work do, you know, their work party, the Christmas party. Everyone goes out drinking on the same day. So everywhere you go, it's packed like sardines. It's proper chaos. Everyone's drunk. It's Christmas time. And that's called Mad Friday. So if you are in England before Christmas, try to avoid busy areas on Mad Friday because it does get a bit, you know, you've seen British people, you know how we are. But so Mad Friday is important. So be careful about that. Christmas Eve is where everybody, like me, forgot it's Christmas and you've got to go and buy something for all your family and friends because you kind of forgot. So like last minute shopping. The shops and the malls and all that stuff are usually packed with people, just like me, panicking, trying to buy everything from one shop. So it's hard work, you know, it's hard work. So that's an important thing. And then in work, before you get to Christmas, you'll inevitably do something like, we call it Secret Santa. I think it's quite common. We're at work, say there's 10 people in your group at work. Everybody picks one name at random. You're buying a present for that person. Inevitably, if you're a bloke, you're going to get either socks or a Lynx deodorant set, because that's the only thing that people ever receive for Christmas if you're a bloke. New socks or deodorant. So either your socks are old or you stink is basically how it goes. But anyway, you'll get some kind of present, right? And other things that we do leading up to Christmas, we send Christmas cards. At least we used to. I don't know how common it is nowadays. When I was a kid, you'd buy a box of like 50 Christmas cards and you'd write one to all your friends and you'd send them a Christmas card. Oh, that's nice. Let's cut down a load of trees to send people Christmas messages. Not bad enough that we've cut down a Christmas tree already. You know, everybody's, well, I say cut down a Christmas tree. Most people have got a synthetic plastic one, you know. But some people have a real Christmas tree. You cut down a tree, decorate it with lights and then chuck it in the bin. A couple of years later, a couple of weeks later, and nothing says Merry Christmas like deforestation, you know. Oh, I'm cynical. You may have guessed by this, I'm not the biggest Christmas fan in the world, but I'm trying, not even trying, I'm not even being objective, really, I'm just being negative. I don't know, there's something nice about Christmas. Everyone tries to be a bit more chilled out, but I don't like the rampant consumerism that's on display. I kind of like the family and friends part, but you know, the bye, bye, bye kind of frenzy does my head in a bit. Anyway, Oh, I didn't actually mention decorating. People decorate their house for Christmas. You know, you get a Christmas tree, and on that Christmas tree, you'll put some baubles. They're the little ball things. You'll also put some fairy lights, which are the twinkly things. And then you'll also put an angel on top of the tree, usually. And then if you grew up in the 90s, probably you'd put little chocolates on the Christmas tree as well, for some reason. Little festive-themed chocolates. And you'd spend all Christmas trying to nick as many as you could without it being obvious that you'd nicked all Christmas trees. Pro tip, start at the back. Take the chocolates from the back of the tree. People are not going to notice them. Speaking of chocolates, we've also got something called an advent calendar. When I were a kid, you'd buy an advent calendar. It'd be like Cadbury's or something. And there'd be 24 days to Christmas. And each day you'd open the number, the door, and it'd have a little chocolate in it. And it'd be like a chocolate angel or a chocolate reindeer or something like that. And the hardest part about it were not just eating all 24 chocolates on day one. That were hard part. I'm not one for self-control, guys. It's not my cup of tea. But yeah, an advent calendar. I don't know how widely that's still done, but when I was a kid, we used to do that, and that was good fun. And then even as a teenager, I used to be like, "Mom, where's my advent calendar?" Like, "Daniel, you're 18, grow up." "No, give me that little piece of chocolate every day. That's what I want." Anyway, I've gone on a proper tangent. Yeah, this is going to be hard work for you guys if you're just listening to me ramble on about Christmas. But it's good practice, I suppose. You know, native speakers, we sometimes ramble and we sometimes don't plan what we're going to say before we say it. It's good practice, genuine practice, I suppose. Anyway, 24th for us is Christmas Eve, and that's usually buying last-minute presents. But I know a lot of countries, 24th is where you give your gifts and you have your big family meal, right? But we don't do that in England. For us, it's the 25th of December. That's the big day. And it usually goes like this. At about 4 o'clock, the kids wake up because they want to open the presents. And underneath the Christmas tree is all the presents, and you open them all up, and yay, isn't that nice? That's very good. And then you've kind of got a bit of nap time. You have to go back to sleep until it's lunchtime. And then you have like Christmas dinner, you know. And in the UK, Christmas dinner seems to be turkey plus loads of vegetables, specifically Brussels sprouts, that we only ever eat at Christmas. Nobody eats Brussels sprouts, but nobody likes Brussels sprouts, but it's Christmas, so you have to eat them. And then you also get things like pigs in blankets. I don't know if you guys call it this, but it's basically a sausage wrapped in bacon. And that's what we call pigs in blankets. And that's a Christmas thing. And anyway, you'll have your dinner. You'll have turkey and pigs in blankets and Brussels sprouts and all the rest of it. And everybody, like a family gathering usually, people gather together and have the Christmas dinner. It's very nice. And then in afternoon, usually there's a Bond film on TV or something. There'll be some Christmas film on TV and everybody falls asleep watching that. Honestly, most people just get pissed at this point on Christmas Day. You know, British people, we enjoy getting pissed, and what better day to do that than Christmas Day? So people have a bit of a drink and enjoy the rest of the day. Now, religious people, they'll go to church in the morning. I never did that as a kid. Not that religious. So whatever, maybe people do that, maybe they don't. And that's basically the 25th, you know. 26th is about, it's called Boxing Day in England, and it's kind of like the first day of the Christmas sales. So Boxing Day is kind of a big sales day for shops in the UK. Also, people kind of eat the leftovers from Christmas dinner, and it's basically Christmas Day part two, if you like, where you can just kind of chill out. But unless you're working in retail, you're probably back at work because it's Boxing Day sales, isn't it? Where everything's 20% off than it were the day before. And yeah, I think that's pretty much Christmas and Christmas Day and Boxing Day and stuff like that. So yeah, it's maybe a little bit different to what you're expecting. I know it's very different to what happens here in Japan. In Japan, they don't really celebrate Christmas. Christmas in Japan is closer to Valentine's Day in England. Like, couples will go out on a date, and it's kind of nice, kind of romantic. But for some reason in Japan, they order a Christmas cake from the convenience store. It's a little sponge cake with white icing and strawberries. I'm not sure what that's got to do with Christmas, but very popular. And the other really popular thing here in Christmas that I really don't understand is people eat KFC, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. In Japan, on the 25th of December, you're going to be queuing for about 2 hours if you want to eat KFC. You have to order it about a month in advance. And I don't really know why those two things are connected. And when I first came to Japan, it proper confused me. I didn't really understand why there were loads of people queuing at KFC, but apparently that's a thing. I guess whoever's in charge of marketing and advertising for KFC in Japan is a genius. It is what it is. So yeah, I know that episode has been rambly. I know it's been very sarcastic for me. But you know, actually, if I'm being serious, Christmas is a nice time of year where if you can get through all the bullshit, all the, you know, the rampant consumerism and buy, buy, buy and all that stuff, and you can just enjoy some nice lights and, you know, some chilled out Christmas songs and feeling like being with your family and stuff like that. It's a nice period, isn't it? It's a nice time of the year. And whatever you do, whatever you celebrate, whatever, you know, holiday denomination you decide, I hope whatever it is, you have a lovely time this week. And I hope everything great in the world happens to you and nobody else, just you. Anyway, so just last thing I wanted to say, I want to wish everybody listening the happiest of holidays, the merriest of Christmases, because it's been a long year. It's been a tough year, but we've got through to the end. And together, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the content I make. And I hope you've made progress in your English goals. And we can continue next year. So there's one more episode coming next week related to the end of the year. I also haven't decided what that episode's going to be yet, by the way. It's probably going to be some kind of roundup of the year and, you know, the end of the year. So people tend to look back over the last year and see how it's gone. So probably it'll be some kind of episode related to that. But once again, thank you so much for listening. Have a wicked Christmas. But that's it for today. And I'll catch you in the next one. See you.